telling somebody not long ago, and I don't remember who it was, but I said, I'd mentioned about Amazing Grace Church, and I said, I was over there, been over there a few times, and I said, well, I tell you what, just when the choir starts singing, the Lord just richly blesses. And I said, what a blessing that is tonight. So I want you to pray for a few minutes tonight, and I'm nothing fancy. Just preach what the Lord gives me. I got two places I want to read tonight. 2 Peter chapter 3 will be one place we'll be reading, and then over in St. Luke chapter number 6, if you want to follow along to that. But in 2 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 1, the Bible said, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Then over in the book of St. Luke, we'll read one verse. That's in chapter number 6 and verse number 12. The Bible said, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. I want you to pray for a little bit tonight. And I know those two scriptures, and I'm not saying the Bible contradicts itself or anything like that, but I studied over these, and it just come to me, and I hope and pray that our minds can be stirred in some way or another. Not only our minds, but our heart be stirred. And so if the Lord help us a little bit, I'd like to try to preach tonight on this thought, some things that I pray. Some things that I pray. Now, I realize that we can't pray 24 hours a day. I realize that we may, but the Apostle Paul said, I believe it was over in the book of Romans, that he said his heart's desire and prayer for Israel was that they might be saved. Now, I know he couldn't pray 24 hours a day, but I believe he had that on his heart. And so tonight, there's a lot of things as I get older I have on my heart, and a lot of things that I see going on in the land today. So first of all, I'd like to say this tonight, and I pray that Christian people get a fire burning down inside of them. I'll tell you what, we need, if there's ever been a day, we need the fire burning inside of us. We live in a time where most Christians are dried up, amen, plumb to the bone, and they don't have any power of God, any movement of God. I've been in some churches, you know, and it was dead as a doornail, buddy. I went to one church to preach, and that pastor said, well, get on up there and fight your way through it. When it's over, you'll have a good spirit. I said, I don't need it when it's over. I need it while I'm up there. And I only got one amen out of him the whole night, and I thought I'd have to choke it out of him. Amen. And so we need a fire burning down inside of us. I thought about what this lady sung about tonight, how God saved her. I'm telling you what, we are rotten and ungodly. We are sorry and all get out. And the Lord rests down and saved us tonight. And we may not be much to look at, but if we've been redeemed, we're born again and going to heaven after this life's over. I say hallelujah to the Lamb of God tonight. Lord, to rejoice in the Lord. We'd shout down at the ball game. And we'd shout if the teacher gets on our kid in school. We'd be the first one down their throat. Amen. But I tell you what, we ought to rejoice in the Lord. He done more for you than anybody ever has. And the older you get, the more you realize that, just what God's done for you. And boy, I tell you what, my youngest granddaughter was with us a couple of weeks ago, and she said, Papa, oh, how old are you? Asked me that 3 days in a row, and I told her, and she said, if you had one age that you could be, what would you pick? I said, I don't want to say. I said, the Lord been good to me, and every day that I get older is a blessing in the Lord. And I don't want to take away anything that God has done for me. And boy, I tell you this tonight, how the older I get, the sweeter it gets in the Lord. Amen. And there's an old song that says it gets sweeter every day. I can do without a lot of things in this world. I don't have to have a lot of things. But I think about, I don't know if you have that Red Choir book here. I believe you do. How about there's a song in there that talks about the love of God. Yep. And by that song down at the bottom, it said, you know, how those lines, those last lines there was found on the wall of an asylum. Yep. How that a man had wrote, and they said it was demented. In other words, he was crazy. Yep. And the profound lines were found earlier. I thought, boy, I can't do without the love of God. They can call me crazy if they want. I heard about an old preacher went to a nursing home to visit somebody, and he said there's a man sitting there in a chair singing Amazing Grace, and he went down and seen who he wanted to and come back and talked to the nurse and said, how's he doing? And she said, well, he's doing pretty good. And she said, did you hear that guy singing Amazing Grace when you come in? And she said, yeah, I seen him and I heard him. She said, don't pay attention to him. He's lost his mind. He said, well, he may have lost his mind, but his heart's in the right place. Amen. He may not have much mind, but he's got a heart that's in the right place. Amen. I say, glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Ain't you glad somebody touched you? And I tell you what, we are to rejoice every day. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord tonight. So I pray that all Christians get a fire in them. And then I want to say this today. I pray for the kids that are going to school today. Yeah. Every time we have prayer at our church, we have a special prayer for the kids that are in school. Yeah. And I hope this is not offensive to you. I hope it don't bother anybody. But I'm just telling you that there's some nut that could go in and kill a bunch of them. Yeah. Amen. It happens a lot. Yeah. And we pray that God will bring them home safely. Right. And I said, don't only pray that, but pray that some kind of wild-eyed teacher won't try to indoctrinate them with something that's against the Word of God. Because it happens, and boy, kids are impressionable a lot of time. And I pray for them that God will keep them safe. And not only that, but they'll get saved. I mean, there's a lot of kids that go to school, and their parents are so sorry they won't even take them to church. Don't teach them nothing about the Lord. Don't teach them anything that's right. I'm glad for the reason that I had. Amen. We didn't have a lot, but we had the Lord. I lived in a strict home. I told somebody, I said, I lived in a home where Dad was the high sheriff and Mom was the chief deputy. And somebody may say, well, what was it like? Bless God, it was all right. Yeah. I remember being about 6 or 7 years old. I walked over to my cousins, and for some odd reason or another, I took my shoelaces out and threw them away. And I walked home, and they said, what happened to your shoelaces? And I said, the wind blew them out. Somebody said, well, what happened about that? Well, that's been about 60-something years ago, and I've been in a lot of strong winds, and they ain't never blew out since. That's what happened about it. Amen. It ain't never blew out no more because Mom and Dad are teaching the right things. Amen. Most people want to raise their kid by a book or books, and I'm agreeing with that if it's the Bible. Amen. But all these other books, you can throw them things away. You can get rid of that, and they need the Lord more than they need anything in their life today. Praise God, I want to see them young kids get saved. I don't want to see them live a life of sin and be destroyed by Satan and get carried off into some kind of things that be drugs or alcohol or something another like that. A lot of people have their life have been wrecked because Satan's followed Satan and let him do everything he wanted to. So I pray for them kids in school. And then I thought about this. And you got a lot of young folks here tonight. I don't know your age. But I thought about a lot of younger boys and girls. And I'm not talking about real small, but maybe you're at the age you're about to think about being married. And I don't know if any of you's there or not. But if you are, sometimes those girls like that bad boy image. You better get that out of your mind, amen. You better pray that God sends you a good boy. And you boys better pray that the Lord sends you a good wife. Amen. Somebody that loves the Lord. Somebody that believes in God. Somebody that wants to live for the Lord. and get all that other garbage out of your mind, because you're going to stand before God someday. I say praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We ought to just get up and run around a little bit. Amen. I tell you what, the Word of God's good. The Bible's good. God's good. Boy, I miss them old-time people that have outlived me, and a lot of them's gone on now, and the instruction they gave you and the rights they gave you. I was telling my wife on the way over here, I run into a guy in the store yesterday, and I know him. The only other one probably knows me here would be Murph back there, because he used to work with us. And that guy had a bunch of beer in his buggy and some other kind of thing. And I said, you need to get rid of that. And he was talking about it. He said, well, I ain't going to get rid of it. And he may not. I don't know. But I remember my dad was a preacher. My dad didn't have a lot of education. And back then, in those days, they just told you like it was. And that boy come into work one day when he was working with us. He worked second shift. And he come in. He said, I was at McDonald's today and I seen your dad. And I said, you did? He said, yeah, well, it was hot outside, you know. And he said, I walked back by him and said, boy, it's hot today, ain't it? And he said, you know what your dad told me? And I said, no, I don't know what he told you. He told me there's going to be a lot hotter where I was going if I didn't straighten up. He said, I got out of there and got gone. He said, it scared me. And we better get scared about something. Because I'm telling you, heaven's real and hell's real. Amen. And I tell you what, we need the Lord tonight. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so I pray for them kids tonight, how that they might choose the right one, and pray that God send them the right one and build your life upon the Lord. Don't build it upon this world. Don't get involved in too many things. Young parents today, let everything keep them from church and get this and get that. I tell you, we need to let that alone and let it over with. They called me one time to go down to Morgan County and fill in at a church a couple of weeks, and I went, and they said, we're needing a pastor. Said, would you like, we want to ask you some questions. You know how it is. And I went in this room, there's about 15 of them in there, and the first question they asked me, they said, how do you feel about sports? I said, what's that got to do with pastoring a church? And he said, well, we've got a lot of kids that play sports in school. I said, I don't have a problem with them praying as long as they don't keep them out of church. And I said, I don't have a problem with parents going as long as they get down there and act like a Christian and not cuss around and get mad. And I said, if they do that, that brings a black eye on the church and everybody around them. And I said, it's wrong. And the interview ended right there. But that's all right. The Lord will bless anyway. Yes, I tell you what, I'm not too well known. My name will never be on a billboard, but it's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that's all I worry about. That's all I worry about. I'm not going to please the world. That fellow that opened up here tonight, he talked about how you may have to put some of your friends aside, and sometimes you have to walk away from a lot of people to do what the Lord has had you to do. If you're going to live right, you'll find out a lot of people don't want you. Amen. If you're a preacher, you're going to preach the truth. You'll find out a lot of people don't like that. And if you're going to honor the Lord, you'll have to stay away from a lot of things in this world and come out from among the world and be as separate, saith the Lord. Thank God for being saved. Amen. A lot of people said, well, why don't you do this and do that? Because the Lord ain't said to. Amen. Yeah, there's a lot of things that I don't need to be involved with. And so I pray this tonight. Now, I want to say this. I pray that the parents will raise their kids right. Yeah. Amen. You need to teach your kids. You don't need to send them to church. You need to bring them to church. Yeah. A lot of people want to send their kids to church. Yeah. But you need to bring them to church. And whatever the kids say, they'll copy that. Amen. Yeah. I remember I had an appointment to preach one night. We turned down this road, and we got two daughters. And I know most of you know one of them. She's married to Randy. And she's sitting there in the back. And she said, where are we going to church? And I told my wife, I said, I dread it because it's dry down there. And the next week, we started back at the same place. And she said, where are we going to church? And I told her, she said, well, I dread it. It's dry down there at that place. I couldn't blame her. I was the one that said it. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I couldn't blame her. Amen. You got to be careful what you say around your kids. I'm telling you what, they'll listen more than you think they listen. And not only that, but this lady was talking about their young boy. They'll listen more to the right things, too, about the Lord. And that's why it's good to instill that in them children today. Amen. They need it today. I'm telling you, this world's going to hell in a handbasket like a snowball rolling down over a hill. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And we live in a world full of liars and crooks and ungodly people and ungodly things today. But I'm glad I can still look out and see a light that shines in the far off. And it's the light of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And any day, he's coming back again. Amen. I'll tell you what, he may not come back before I die, I don't know. But I can assure you this, he's coming, amen. Yeah. And you better be ready to meet him, because it's too late if you hang around and don't do it. Amen. I think about, we've been here probably, what, maybe an hour and something, and I wonder how many people died since we've been here and went to hell. I heard a statistic one time, every 8 seconds somebody dies. I don't know if that's true or not. But if they did or do, I'd say a lot of people died and went to hell since we've been here. And we may have plans for tomorrow and next week, and you may have to go to work tomorrow. And you may say, well, we need to hurry and go home. We've got to get in the bed. We've got to get some sleep or whatever. But think about those that's died since we've been here and went to hell. They're not enjoying that. They're screaming and crying and begging and pleading. And they're wanting to get out of that place, but they ain't coming out. They're not getting another opportunity. And I think about those that die off without the Lord. And I've known a lot of people, and I believe Brother Kevin, with everything in me, they died without the Lord. And it's sad to think about people going on in a situation like that. I've been blessed to live a long time in life and still rejecting the Lord and still turning away and still turning the deaf ear to the Word of God. I'm glad the Lord pierced my heart when I was young. Amen. I'm glad I got saved when I was young. I ain't been perfect in everything, but as the sister said, I'm not what I was before. Amen. And I failed a lot of times, and I'm ashamed of that. But I'm thankful for the times I've tried to live for the Lord. I'm thankful. I'm sure there's a lot of preachers here preach a lot better than I do, but they can't do my job, amen? And so I'm thankful for the times I get to stay. And so I pray that tonight. Now, not only that, but I pray that sinners everywhere get saved. It don't matter what color their skin is. It don't matter what family name they had. It don't matter if their parents was drug addicts or alcoholics or whatever. It don't matter. I just pray they get saved. I pray that everybody gets saved tonight. And boy, I tell you what, you get some of them people that's been down in the dumps for so long and out in sin for so long, and they make a real prayer warrior for you when they get saved. There's an old fellow that passed away several years ago over in the, not far from where we live, and he was a truck driver, and he gambled and done all kind of bad things through the years. And his wife said after he got through trucking, got, retired from trucking, and he got saved, she said, I prayed 40 years for him that he'd get saved. And the Lord finally saved him. And I'll tell you what, he didn't live but about 8 or 9 years. And I'll tell you what, he'd find somewhere he could go every night to church if they'd have him. I mean, he'd go and he'd go and he'd go. And he always wanted to talk about the Lord. And I'll tell you, that's a good subject right there. Talking about the Lord is a good subject tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'll tell you, he's worthy to be praised tonight. And so I pray that sinners get saved. And then not only that, but I pray that people take a stand on the Word of God.
Amen.
On the Word of God.
Yes.
I've seen so many people caving in this day.
Yes.
They just start letting things overtake them and overtake them and overtake them. And I've seen so many people that used to take a stand that no longer take a stand.
Right.
I've seen a lot of preachers that used to take a stand. They no longer take a stand. They no longer stand for what's right. And they've just got weak on a lot of things. And a lot of things have taken place in their life. And people say, well, you know, if you don't be this that way or that way, there won't be many come see you. That's all right. I'm going to stand anyway. They won't. Well, a lot of people want you to preach. That's all right. I'll stand anyway. There won't be a lot of people agree with you. That's all right. I'll stand anyway. I tell you what, if the old King James 1611 version got me this far, I ain't about to change boats in the middle of the stream. Amen. And I'll stand on the Word of God. The world may not like it, and Satan don't like it, and a lot of people may not like it, but the Lord loves it tonight. Ain't nothing else like that. Amen. There ain't nothing else like that. And so I pray tonight, and I pray on a regular basis, but I have a prayerful heart as well, that people will recognize what they need to do for God. They'll recognize what they need to do for God. I'll say this again, that young man that got up here tonight, and I don't know physically. He might have been a little embarrassed about it. I don't know. And Satan may have fought him a lot, but it's good for him. It's good. Yeah, it's good. I remember the first church I believe was I ever preached in, the power went off. And there wasn't no lights on. And they went out and opened the door and shined the headlights in. And then I had an appointment a year ago over at Morning Star over on 63. And we got over there and a big storm was coming and the lights went off over there. And old Brother Larry opened the doors. He said, that'd be all right. I said, what do you want to do? I said, let's just go with it. I'll just use my flashlight if I have to. I'll just take my phone, turn the light on. We'll just go with it. Amen. And so we just went ahead and went with it. And guess what? The storm went by, and the prayer come back on, and the Holy Ghost came down. Amen. Yeah. That'd been a good excuse to say, well, let's just go to the house. But I'll tell you what. We needed something from the Lord. I needed something from the Lord. Yeah. I didn't want to miss out on what God had for me. Yeah. I don't pray that it helps somebody else. But I'll tell you what, every time I get up, it helps me. Sure. I grow in the Lord. And I'll tell you, I want to keep growing in Him. I don't want to lose anything that I've got in God. Right. I want to get stronger in Him. I want to be more faithful to Him. I want to be more dedicated to Him. And I want to shine a light wherever I go that lost mankind may see there's something in me, not of me myself, but there's something in there that they don't have. They don't have it. And I tell you, as his preachers today, we better be plain and honest in our preaching. Amen. If you're here tonight and you're lost, and I love you with everything in me, but you're going to hell unless you get saved. That's a reality.
Amen.
You're going to hell unless you get saved. And the only way to miss hell is be born again. The only way to be born again is come to Jesus and ask Him to forgive you your sin. And it's not a complicated process, but the Lord's willing to save those that will come to Him. But we better realize this. And I told our church not long ago, I said, you're making prayer requests for your kids and grandkids. And I said, some of you just kind of slipping around the edge. I said, you better be honest about it. You better say they're going to hell and they need to be saved. You better be honest about it, because if you're trying to cover up for them, you ain't going to get much prayer there. You just need to be open and honest. If they're lost, they're going to hell. And they need to be born again. Oh, I remember them old preachers preach heaven's so hot, or hell's so hot, and heaven's so sweet. And I'll tell you, watch it twist and rumble in the seats. And I remember some of them old saints would come back to you, and they just walk by, and they just say, you need to get saved. Boy, you could feel something in it. Why? Because God was real in their life. God was real in their life. But I'm telling you, we're overloaded with everything in our church today except what we need. Amen. But if there's anything we need, it's the old-time preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of God.
Amen.
And boy, I'm thankful tonight. I'm thankful with everything in me to be saved, born again. And I may not even make it back home. But if I don't, you can look at it this way. You can meet me on the other side. Because I'm going to a better place. Now, I've got plans if I do make it back home. But the Lord may change those plans.
Right.
And a lot of people have died today. A lot of people have died tonight. And some of them saved and some of them lost. And those that saved, they don't have to worry anymore. Amen.
Yeah.
The They're not having to worry. They're not having to struggle. I remember my mom got dementia real bad, and she got to where she didn't even know us. And we'd go to the nursing home every day and feed her supper. And I'd look at her and I'd say, Mom, when I get ready to leave, I'd say, Mom, I love you. And when I walk away, she's just looking straight ahead. Yeah. Never even looked off the side like I wasn't there. And she got there on the last to where she didn't even get out of bed. She didn't talk. She didn't open her eyes or nothing. Yeah. And I was down there one morning and I went back home. And I thought, well, I'll go back down there in a little while. And I started back down there, and I got almost there, and I got a phone call from my brother, and he said, she's gone. Yep. And I thought about this, and I don't have proof of this, but I wondered if her mind, I'm talking about her mind now, not her heart. I'm wondering if her mind, she may have ever thought anything about being saved. I don't know if she remembered that or not in her mind. But you know what come to me as they called me and said that? I said, Lord, you didn't forget about her. Right. You didn't forget about her. She may have forgotten. Her mind may have been messed up so bad that she didn't remember it. But on that day when it was time, you didn't forget about her. Amen. She moved on home to be with the Lord. I say, glory, glory, glory. Amen. I'm glad to be saved today. Amen. I love the Lord and I love you. And I'll tell you what, people say, well, it's all about love. God's love, and he is. I don't doubt that. I don't deny that. I wouldn't tell anybody God's not love. But I'll tell you what, he's a judgmental God, too. You better be careful about some things. He's real. He's a burning fire tonight. Amen. Amen. So the reality is, praise God, I'm glad I'm saved. Ain't you? I'm glad I know him in the free pardon of sin. I appreciate being here tonight. I appreciate Brother Kevin. I love him dearly. He's a good friend of mine. And I kid with him a lot. Stop up at work and see him. But I appreciate the Lord more than that. Even though I love him and I love talking to him and visiting with him. But I love the Lord even more than that tonight. Because he first loved me. May the Lord bless you tonight. I'm going to stop right there. Could go on. But when the Lord says to stop, it's time to stop. Amen. Bless you, brother.